fame, status, money. Derwin Gray says when he played in the NFL, achieving all of these things still left him feeling empty inside. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Derwin shares his story.
I was a team captain. I was contributing on defense, making some big plays. Our team went to the AFC Championship game. But at the end of that year, it was kind of like, okay, I got the girl, I got the money, got the car, I got the career, I got the status, but there's got to be more. And then I always, you know, as an athlete, you know, one day you're going to have to hang up your cleats. So I knew one day that I wouldn't be able to play. So who would I be if I couldn't play football?
And Derwin says when a teammate repeatedly shared the gospel with him, everything began to change.
When I was drafted in 1993, there was a teammate. His real name was Steve Grant, but his nickname was the Naked Preacher, because every day after practice, he would take a shower, dry off, wrap a towel around his waist, and he would get his Bible and ask my teammates, "Do you know Jesus?" And so I tried to avoid him at all costs. Well, one day he asked me after practice, he said, "Rookie D. Gray, do you know Jesus?" And that opened up a five-year relationship in which I watched him embody the gospel. I watched him counsel friends. I watched the way he played the game, and his words and his actions matched. And on August 2nd, 1997, in a small dorm room in Anderson, Indiana, I called my wife on the phone. It was a training camp. And I called her on the phone and I said, "I want to be more committed to you and I want to be committed to Jesus." And that's when I was born again.
Wow. It's amazing the plans God has for each of us, isn't it? You want to learn how you can get to know God better? Go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.